This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Moscow this evening on a three-day official visit to Russia and Austria. He received a guard of honor at Moscow Airport. Prime Minister Modi was received by the first Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Monturov. During the 22nd annual summit between India and Russia tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin will review the whole range of bilateral issues, including defense, trade linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, culture, and people-to-people exchanges. They will also share perspectives on regional and global developments of mutual interest. The Russian president will host a private dinner for the prime minister this evening. Tomorrow, the prime minister will interact with the Indian community in Russia. In the second leg of his two-nation tour, the prime minister will be visiting Austria tomorrow itself at the invitation of the Chancellor of Austria. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that around 8,800 farmers, producer organizations, FPOs, have been set up across the country as against the target of 10,000 FPOs. Farmers producer organizations facilitate farmers with access to improved technology, credit, better input and more markets to incentivize them to produce better quality commodities. Talking to reporters after visiting FPO Mela at Delhi Heart today, Mr. Chauhan said it is Prime Minister Narendra Modi's initiative for customers to get products at cheaper price and farmers to produce, process and get good prices. The Supreme Court has asked the Centre and National Testing Agency to file a report before it on the NEET UG paper leak case by Wednesday. The top court also directed the CBI to file a status report on its investigation into the case so far. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, Justice J.B. Pardiwala and Justice Manoj Mishra were hearing a batch of pleas related to the NEET UG exam, including those alleging irregularities and malpractices in the medical test and seeking a direction to conduct it afresh. The CGI said the fact that sanctity of the exam is compromised is beyond question. He said, however, before ordering a retest, the extent of the leak needs to be known. The top court stated that cancellation of exam is the extreme last resort. The matter is now listed for hearing on Thursday. Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren expanded his cabinet following the trust vote victory in assembly today. Of the 11 MLAs sworn in as cabinet ministers, 6 are from JMM, 4 from Congress and 1 from RJD. Former Chief Minister Champai Soren included in the cabinet. 3 changes were made in the cabinet, in which 2 are from Congress and 1 from JMM. Basant Soren of JMM and Badal Patralekh from Congress were dropped from cabinet. In Assam, 6 more persons lost their lives during the last 24 hours in flood, taking the toll to 72. The flood scenario of the state improved slightly, but over 22 lakh people are still reeling under the deluge across 27 districts. More than 3,100 villages of 91 revenue circles affected by flood and over 49,000 hectares of crop areas have been damaged across the state. NDRF and SDRF teams have rescued 218 people during the last 24 hours. In Jammu and Kashmir, 5 army soldiers, including a JCO, were killed and 5 others injured in a terrorist attack in Kathua district of Jammu division today. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the attack took place in the Badnota village in Machedi area of Bilawar subdivision of Kathua district. The injured soldiers have been shifted to sub-district hospital Bilawar for advanced treatment. The terrorists threw a grenade and then opened fire with automatic weapons on the army vehicles that were on routine patrol duty on Machedi Kindali Malhar Road this afternoon. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, has notified amendments to regulatory framework for broadcasting and cable services and releases. In Wimbledon, former champion Alina Rybakina defeated Anna Kaniskaya to reach a third successive Wimbledon quarter-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.